Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my adorable co-host, Squirrel. Squirrel, how are you, honey?
I am well. How's everyone this evening? Hi.
Well, the team's great.
Well, that's all we care about, Jackie.
I know. That's very funny. So tonight, if you have questions during the show, please send them to squirrel at wyom.net. Okay. Before we begin the show, I got a text from my son. It said, you better send the team to the Middle East. Israel has mobilized their troops and headed to the border after 300 missile strikes from the Gaza Strip. So I would really like to ask all of you to send as much love, light, and healing as you possibly can to the Gaza Strip, to Israel and Palestine, and this is primarily the Palestinians. We really want to avert a war, needless to say. And, you know, this is what we prepared to do. So, wow. Okay. And I have great faith. I asked the team if they could intercede, and their answer was no. It's Earth. Aww. Is our yeah, I know. You know, I'd always love it if they'd whip out their magic wand. But, you know, I always find out after the fact why things happen. So it'll be interesting to see what that's about. Tonight,
Friday? It's pretty well into Friday there now.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Are they well into Friday? I mean, I don't know what the time difference is. Israel.
For Israel, it's about 9 hours.
Oh, okay.
So yes, they're on almost on 9 hours from me. Maybe ten. So
okay.
It's about 6 o'clock in the morning there.
Yeah, early morning. Okay, thanks for that.
Okay. Tonight's show, the launch pad. And, you know, I'm really excited about this. I know everybody's kind of sitting on the edge of their seats energetically these days. We've reached such a significant time, a quintessential moment, and it, kind of an interesting name for the show, the launch pad, since they're sitting there with 300 missiles. Jeez. We're ready to launch into the new version of ourselves and our world. And unfortunately, into Palestine and Syria. So, closer we get to 12/21/12, we'll begin to feel an unexplainable and exciting sense that we're ready to launch into our new lives, and for some, a new way of earning a living or of defining yourself and who you really are and why you came to Earth. There is an excitement building. Some may feel it as angst, and I'm sure all of you have been experiencing this anxiousness or some form of discomfort as though something is changing. Something significant is changing and unable to actually define it in any discernible way. For some of you, you've run smack into your contracts and into that something that you've waited for but unable to define. So tonight, the team certainly is going to share with us and hopefully calm us down considering that wonderful news at the beginning of the show. And we've kept Vicky's intention because I thought it was so lovely for tonight's show. I intend to be a participating bridge, a beautiful bringer of light to this planet, moving through life with grace and ease, attracting and supporting others and the Earth in the awakening and transformational process in the most loving, compassionate, and joy-filled way as is possible, while creating changes and experiencing of unlimited flow of abundance, beauty, and joy.
That's so lovely. I do too.
So, Squirrel, we're going to put you in the spotlight tonight since you're always on top of what's going on astrologically.
It's been hard to keep up with it. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're counting on
anybody
you
for some insight. But if anybody has clear skies, go out and take a look at the crescent moon tonight. It's just, it's phenomenal. It's just, it's beautiful. So, anyway, this little bit comes from one of my favorite astrologers, Pam Youngins, and she sends out a newsletter each week called the North Point Astrology Journal. And she talks about, she says, this week's solar Scorpio solar eclipse, Jackie, you can relate to Scorpio.
Oh, God, yes.
Being one, is a catalyst that will help us transform our lives in ways that are now essential to our ongoing or renewed passion for life and to our sense of greater purpose. It assists us in making those often difficult choices of releasing the old to make way for the new. In addition to the eclipse, a few other planetary interactions stand out as important this week. In particular, Chiron stations direct on Wednesday, and that was yesterday. Saturn and Uranus form a quincunx aspect on Thursday, which is today, and Saturn trines Chiron on Friday. Now, Chiron has been retrograde, meaning it's been moving backward in the sky. It doesn't really move backward, but according to Earth's orbit and Chiron's orbit, it appears that way since June 11th, and it's been leading us on a journey to revisit issues of trust and faith on one hand, and self-sacrifice, martyrdom, which is one of your favorites, right, Jackie?
Oh,
and victimization on the other. In truth, these are two sides of the same coin. If we trust and have faith, we do not need to sacrifice or martyr ourselves, and we look at issues where we might feel victimized from a different perspective. So this Friday, with the trine of Saturn in Chiron, it helps us ground in the new truths that we may have intuited over these past 5 months that have not been fully conscious until now. This aspect also provides the foundation for continued healing and strengthening to occur. So it's perfect for the launch pad.
Perfect. Okay,
yes.
Beautiful. All right. So,
time to take off.
Boy, is it ever. And I want to talk a little bit about what's going on right now with the team. The team is in overdrive with their work with us, and everyone is feeling it that are having sessions. So I have to say, and I'm also feeling it, there's definitely about an overall excitement about moving forward, an accelerated journey for humans and Earth, especially as we move toward 12-21-12. And the energies are definitely rising, becoming so strong to the point of discomfort for all of us. I find it very interesting that I can be so tired and so wired at the same time. And my eyes are wrecked. Yeah, I'm a wreck. I'm just a wreck. I haven't figured out what's going on yet. But, you know, I'm at this point, I'd have to eliminate everything that goes on my face to figure out what's going on with my eyes. And I think it's just and a massive headaches. I'm getting huge downloads. Oh, dear God. And during the dream time or at nighttime, I wake up off and on all night with these massive, it feels like somebody literally took part of my skull off and is shoving everything in there that they can, including the kitchen sink, which is how it feels. God.
That must explain all the headaches, huh?
Oh, Lord, yes. If you're having headaches, this is what's going on. Tremendous downloads, major shifts and changes that are so enormous. Okay? I don't even know what to do with them. Personally, I can just tell you that I kind of roll with it when this stuff comes in. I know that when major downloads are coming in, I go through these periods with these unbelievable headaches. And it affects my vision, and my eyes get real funky. So just so interesting to me what's happening right now. So back to the team. Also, with the lifting of the quarantine, which will lift on 12/21/12, Earth has been, for those who are not aware of this, Earth has been in quarantine forever. Well, thousands of years. We had a lot of meetings and greetings for quite some time. Please understand that the Greys are not subject to these quarantines. They have special permission to be doing what they're doing, and they are not really your classic extraterrestrial race. They are a version of us. That's always difficult for people to understand on a parallel track. But with the lifting of the quarantine, and if you sensed a much larger number of ships in the sky, or if you sensed an increased presence overall, this is why. And trust me, it's not that they're all going to land. That's really not the issue. But
so darn.
I'm actually not surprised about what's going on with Israel. I'm saddened, certainly.
Yeah.
But with the intensity of the energies that are coming in, I am not surprised, seriously.
Well, you know, Jackie, maybe they're sensing the lifting of the quarantine. Maybe that lifting is causing all this anxiety and trying to establish things to go back the way they were, or come from a point of contention where this is how we've resolved things in the past, I mean, quote-unquote resolved, and so they're going to do it again. They don't know any other way. I don't know. It's just a thought.
I think it's a great point, Squirrel, and I think that one of the things people are experiencing right now is the old way of doing things is not working. Our old go-to positions, whatever they may have been, don't work. They can't work because we're moving into such an expanded time. And all of our concepts of control are going out the window, because with this opening, with this freedom, the whole concept of control then becomes actually kind of funny. You know,
strike it from the dictionary, no more control.
Well, I mean, you know, what are you trying to control at this point? we're in the midst of the biggest change this planet's ever experienced. There is no way that control is going to stop it from happening. So, you know, try as you may.
I think people are having a lot of tantrums. That's kind of it. I mean, I have my own, but, you know.
Well, no, you had an experience the other night that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, I could have handled it a whole lot better, but, you know, that was my little...
No, I mean, again, there are times when you... And let's talk about that for a minute, because I think this is something that, as people are going through these... and they're hitting these kind of adversarial attacking energies, and because things are moving up and out, up and out, up and out, you know, people are releasing a lot of stuff that they've held for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And we're talking human lifetime stuff. We're talking collective stuff. So, you know, we've had the elections. We've had Hurricane Sandy. We were having numerous earthquakes. And there was one I failed to send you, Squirrel. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
I've been told that we're going to have a tremendous number of earthquakes and earth changes. Everybody's going to be safe. I mean, I want you to understand that. If you're listening to this show, you're going to be fine. But please be aware that through this process, as we're feeling this angst and all this stuff shifting, so is the earth. We are earth. Earth is us. We are not separate, period. End of story. So if we're seeing it in our environment, we're going to experience it with our earth. There is no way of getting around that. Which is always
it's a new slogan. It's shaken and stirred instead of
the new martini.
Yeah, that's right.
So I want to talk a little bit about clients and sessions, because I've been fascinated by this. It used to be when clients contacted me for a session, I always tell them, as soon as your name goes in the book, the work begins. They get an initial visit. They just feel this real loving presence around them. Kind of, they get scanned, and you know, it's the preparation. Then 1 to 2 days before their session, they have a real experience in the dream time. Oftentimes, the day of their session, not feeling very well, but by the end of the session, they feel great. What I'm seeing right now, people are making appointments, and they are being worked on constantly. I'm fascinated by this. And I've been getting these messages from people who've just made appointments. They're saying, you know, as I'm typing this, they're scanning me, and, you know, they worked on me, you know, all night the other night. I was just so undone, and I'm weak, and, you know, it feels as though they were detoxing me, and this is somebody that has cancer. It's really quite fascinating to me that things have been very accelerated with the team as well, and very intense. Wow. So, you know, every day is something new. So let's talk about the launch pad and the team just for a moment. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. We were contacted by a prominent production company, certainly the most prominent that I have spoken to, and there have been various contacts over time that just didn't. And there have been some real bizarre things that made it not work, which I won't go into here. Obviously, it wasn't time. They are doing a series for a cable series for a major channel. This is not like reality TV, you know, where they're filming the scriptless script and kind of stuff. Yes, absolutely. But what I did find interesting is when I first talked with them, I didn't know who they were, or, you know, I hadn't really. Anyway, long story short, and I certainly didn't know what station they were preparing this for, but as a production company, they have a lot of things that they've done that people have seen, very credible, et cetera, primarily in the documentary side. So, anyway, they wanted proof of the work, and I have to tell you, there is no one that drew a bigger blank than I did, which made me laugh that after 8.5 years, I could not pull anything up. And I said, well, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I stay in the now moment, and I really have no memories. And, you know, sometimes something, you know, really interesting will be said or something, but phenomena does not stay with me, which so I tried to explain this to her. I don't know how well it went over, and it made me laugh.
Well, it's nice to know our secrets are safe with you, Jackie.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. I don't remember a show after it's over, so they are safe. At any rate, after I got off the phone, I sent out a request for people to send in testimonials if they were interested in participating, and if their testimonial, if they found interest in it, I won't disclose any names or anything, that there would be a potential interview. I have no idea at this point. I have another teleconference tomorrow to tie things down more, because I, of course, have come up with a lot of questions, but and even the testimonials on the website, which is very funny, everything's been eliminated other than maybe one initial or two initials. I have no idea who they are. And that made me laugh even harder that I'm going through these. And I can't remember anything. And I have a file somewhere for the preparation of the website that has all this in it, but I've been packing. I have no idea where it is. At any rate, I've gotten some wonderful responses, and, you know, I certainly leave it up to you. I don't want anybody doing anything out of their comfort zone. This really is about sharing with the world, and this is the opportunity, you know. It's about creating hope for people that beings of a higher level are really reaching out to us for assistance. This is a very big issue. I started this 8.5 years ago. I was really early. I know that. It was highly controversial. What's interesting and what I'm seeing now, it's no longer controversial. Now people have a great deal of interest in it. There are still people that are, you know, offset, uncertain. But the team in its own way has been bringing people back into my life in a very lovely way that have been witnesses to things. And one lady who was with me in the very beginning and has been sending clients, she's a local psychic, and she has done all the follow-up with all these people. And as she told me about the different experiences, not only to her clients, but to herself, and she actually still carries physical scars of things they did, I was like thrilled, you know. Even changing her vision. So, you know, again, this is where I see it being orchestrated, kind of like my move. But at any rate, if you're interested in sharing, wonderful. I recognize that sharing these experiences is very difficult to put into words. And for those of you that feel uncomfortable, please don't feel badly. I totally understand. You know, this is not about taking people out of their comfort zone. I recognize that I'm very outspoken. I've been out of my comfort zone forever, so.
You think?
Yes, very definitely.
You've started your own zone, Jackie. You're...
Well, you know, I have to tell you, even putting up the original website was it was a real challenge for me because it was really stepping out there. And, I mean, I got over it. But I certainly understand, you know, other people, and I believe me. You know, if you have a feeling you want to do it, you know, ask for guidance. That's what I would really say. And, you know, as luck would have it, I actually didn't know it. I got in bed the other night, and the team kind of, you know, said, Jackie, look on your computer, you've got a file. And sure enough, the next morning I opened up the file, and there are a bunch of testimonials, which I do everything in the now moment. When people send me something that I think is noteworthy, I put it in that file, which... If it's not in the moment, I promptly forget about. This is how funny it is. So there were a number of them in there that.
Jackie, I'm going to be asking you for all of my back files, and I hope you send all the recordings to me.
Again, you know, MP3 files are on my computer. Those, you know, if you've been in since we've been doing MP3 files, I do have a record of those forever. So. Not that I go listen to them, but they are there. at any rate, you know, I just see in my own experience how fast things are moving, and they're just beyond fast. And I feel this for other people. I can see where people are, they're getting promptings. They're saying, look, this is not what I want to do for a living. This is not what I feel. For so many of you, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling uncomfortable, if you've got a lot of anger coming up, please understand that it's okay. Don't beat yourselves up. Because there are these moments that are coming in of great excitement and hope, depending on how long you can hold on to them. But I think everyone is also very challenged by the speed up in time. And so... we don't have the time to process that we used to have all the new experiences that are coming at us. Have you noticed that, Squirrel?
Oh, totally. And then, you know, of course, it links into last week's show about the different, you know, parallel realities and dimensions. I mean, it's tough to stay with it, whatever that is, you know. One moment it's this, the next moment it's that. And, you know, what you say about staying in the now moment is so key. It's just that I'm not sure which now moment I'm having.
Well, and it doesn't really matter. Here's the key.
I know. It's just, it is. It's like the bizarro world, but, you know.
It is, and it can change in a second.
It does
change in a second. And, You know, we talk to a lot of business people, and I'm always fascinated by the advice that the team gives. When they're talking with, you know, it's interesting to have these men come in who are very accomplished. And when the team gives them advice, it's so fascinating to me that they are introducing them to ideas and concepts, and you can feel it click. As the team is talking to them, you can actually feel it click. And they're getting it, and they're running with them, and it's wonderful. Wonderful. And these are the people that are going to bring the new way of doing business onto the planet. That's why they're talking to the team. It's so exciting to me.
I don't know. I feel like we are each our own little computer, and things get downloaded, and then, you know, it's really up to us to press that reboot button, you know, and let those programs start to assimilate within us.
That's a really good point.
You know, but my little shaky finger, do you want to restart? And I'm going, I don't know, maybe not.
I do understand this. I think every day, we're going to find that every day is so brand new, completely brand new. It does not feel like a continuation of the day before. It's like new, new. New. That's what I'm feeling, and I'm fascinated by it. And also, in terms of letting go of control, allowing other things to come in and move things forward, and not feel like I have to do it all myself. Those are the kind of things that I'm seeing that are so fascinating to me, where there's support coming in, your guides are working with you. You know, this has all been going on for a while. We've been preparing for it. But now it's, and so I really have to say again, geez, everybody, work with your intentions. Go in and really work with your beliefs. I'm doing it constantly because I can see when I get a phone call, I literally change my belief before I answer it. If it's a caller and I anticipate there may be a problem or whatever, and it's amazing to me how it shifts. I can feel the energy coming in. I can feel it shift. I answer the phone. We're not playing. I mean, we really are in Oz, which is kind of exciting. I think everybody is ready for change, and I really want everybody to know how much all of you are loved and appreciated for all that you have done. For a lot of you, and we were talking with somebody this morning who has been having some of the most unbelievably extraordinary experiences. And I knew before her session, because the team kind of starts with me, that, you know, today was going to be about her being able to start grounding this in to physicality, because she's been out there with all this magic for weeks and weeks and weeks, and now it's time to start grounding it in, because after a while you get so removed from the physical, it becomes more and more difficult to integrate back into it. How am I going to bring all this magic? And sure enough, her intentions came in. I read them and I went, oh, wow. Okay, right on. And her intentions were really in alignment with that. Also, we've been working on so many levels and dimensions just to complicate things with time speeding up and all the things that are going on. But I also, people are going to be more concerned once we get through the 21st of December about how their lives are going to look in these new energies. And you may be feeling it now. You know, many people have had dreams about what they wanted to do for a living or how they wanted to contribute. Even you, Squirrel, you know, you've come to life since we started doing the show together.
Well, I feel like, and now I finally know why I was actually born, you know, several decades ago. I mean, that is just, it's a huge awakening for me. You know, it's a knowing of, oh, now this is why you came to the planet. This is what you were meant to do. And I'm going, okay, what was all that stuff I was doing before that?
Again.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's all part of
your destiny. Yes.
I know, but I was just like, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like, Nikola Tesla just, you know, ignited my brain. And I'm thrilled, completely thrilled, and surprised at the same time. It's like, okay. And there's that sense of peace, you know, the yearning and yearning, you know, as you talked about. It's always there, and it's kind of like, you know, you just keep, you know, you have that little rub. Okay, what's next? What am I here to do? And when you finally figure that out, or it's figured out, and you recognize it, it's like magic. It is magic.
Finally. It's the finally feeling.
It is finally.
And a lot of you are going to have opportunities and yearnings coming in very, very strongly. I know a lot of people have been walking around with this for a very long time, wanting to do more, wanting to contribute, wanting to find out how they fit into the bigger picture. Just because we're hitting the 21st of December, it's not over, everybody. It's just the beginning.
I don't want it to sound like a big ego thing, but it was more of a relaxing into my lifetime here, this current lifetime. And I know it's going to affect all my other parallel dimensions.
Oh, and, you know, it doesn't sound like an ego thing at all on your part, Squirrel. I think it's
okay,
adorable.
Okay, good.
No, not at all.
Yeah. It's a relaxation into the process, and so I'm so grateful.
Well, it's when you're doing something and you feel like this is on purpose for me. I'm moving energy. I'm in action. I'm participating. It feels good. That's really what it's about for everybody, having that feeling about whatever you're doing. I don't care if you work for McDonald's. Because you can work for McDonald's and still be touching people's lives every day. And if you act as if, the other opportunities will start coming in because you're in that energy, okay, you start attracting opportunities of always being and always touching, loving, et cetera, et cetera. It's so amazing to me.
Launch pad is just so perfect. For everyone, because we are going to launch into the new, and we will take off, and it's just going to feel like freedom.
We came in to be here for this time. That was our goal. We came in to be here for this time. The sensing that it's finally here is so big, and I think it's building energetically, really building. Energetically, the idea of quarantine being removed, all of these things coming together at one time, I think for us anyway, is a very exciting idea. Do be aware this does not mean that you're going to be intruded upon or hurt or any kind of negative thing. And I want to bring this up to everybody. If you're not in fear or going to negative places, you will not attract negative things. And we're talking about beings from other levels and dimensions. Please be aware of that. This is your world. This is your destiny. And you are in control of what you, not by controlling it, not by trying to push it away, not by being in fear, but by being responsible for your frequency and energy and your thoughts. That's the difference. We don't have to be pushing the boulder anymore. It really comes from within. Bashar says it all the time. Universal principle, what you put out is what you get back.
Okay, Miss Jackie, it's time for you to...
Yes, I know. Thank you.
Bring in the team.
All right. All right, just a moment. Let us get her off to the side here. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel. Good to have
you. Hi. So nice to be with you again.
Oh, and us with you, dear one, and us with you. And with all of you listening tonight. All right, launch pad. All right, well, we think you both did a wonderful job of talking about this. And we asked the channel to include calming energies in the show announcement, because our goal is to calm you all down a little bit, to help you feel more settled, more in your bodies, which we know is not easy right now. Moving more into a sense of trust, and especially with the announcement that was made prior to the show about Israel, the Middle East. We know that's a concern for many, many people. Your job is to send as much love and light as you can. All right? The highest good for all. It's not about choosing sides here. The highest good for all. Sending as much peace and love as possible. It's not your job to invest in the outcome. You can play with aligning with parallel dimensions, and you can. But we encourage you to use your magic, to use your passion, to tap into your passion. You're going to have many opportunities these next the next year for sure. To bring your peace, your love, your healing, your magic to various places on the planet. To assist. And you have to trust that what you're doing is working. And we ask all of you, you know, we've done shows about this and done shows about this in preparation for this time, so that it would be easier for you to own your influence as it relates to creating change on the planet. You're not Joe or Bob or Mary or Jean. You are powerful beings that came to Earth with a true commitment, a commitment to not only be of service, but to assist Earth and humanity through this change. And you've been doing it, whether you're consciously aware or not, you have been doing it. We promise you that, or you wouldn't be listening to this show. Your conscious intent, your use of your magic, and trusting that you have it, very important here. Trusting that you're powerful enough to have impact, also very important. Again, we cannot emphasize this enough. Now, we don't really see this experience escalating into anything too dramatic in the Middle East, just so you know. We would be surprised based on what we're seeing in this moment, which is all we can read. We can look at potential realities. We think there will be some backing down and changing of minds. All right. This is a lot of fluffing of feathers here. And a show of power, which is very old energy. All right. For each one of you, the launching pad. oh, we think it would be wonderful if you sat down and started writing out your intentions and goals, and we'd do them separately. Intentions are one thing, goals are another. Get your goals and then create intentions with your goals. Then look at your beliefs that are standing in the way of you creating what it is you truly desire, stepping into what you truly desire. What is it that calls you? Is it the book you want to write? Is it speaking to people? Is it being some kind of healer? What is it that truly calls you? Some of you just would be happy to work with the earth. We know that. Nothing stops you from doing that right now, regardless of what you're doing for a living. We know many of you are doing it already. Certainly many that we know. And have been for quite some time. For those of you that are new listening to the program, we have recommended numerous times to get a map, place crystals on various parts of the earth, which you're going to find will come in very handy. And for those of you that are already doing it with purpose, we recommend, you know, you have a separate map. They don't have to be real big. For emergency, or areas that you think could be a problem for the earth. Your solar caps, those kinds of things where you're losing all of the ice, the animals. There are many different places, Gulf of Mexico. There's been a lot of extreme things that have gone on, certainly the Pacific Ocean as it relates to the nuclear power plant in Japan, and the leakage from it. There are any number of ways you can all be of service. Don't underestimate what you can do. Find crystals, small ones. All right, program them, cleanse them, program them. How do you program a crystal? You cleanse it in sea salt and water 4 hours. All right. Then you can put it under the sun, under the moon, or if you feel you need to get right into service, make certain that you've picked out crystals that are willing to work together. You program them by clearing, it doesn't matter how small they are, by the way, a facet, and each facet you just rub your thumb, I'm clearing you, I'm clearing you, I'm going to clear all the facets on the crystal. And then go to each facet. I program you for peace, I program you for love, I program you for whatever. Allow yourself to be guided. And then place them where appropriate on the mat. These are easy, simple things to do. But they are incredibly powerful and potent. All right, launching you. This is the time, again, for you to work with intentions and changing of beliefs. What belief do I hold that's keeping me from stepping forward? What belief could be in my way? I'm not enough. Nothing good ever happens to me. Oh, there are a number of them. And get busy and change them. Write down all the negative beliefs. Then you may find that you can group some of them together and write a new belief. Again, we send people to Bonnie's website. She's got lots of material. She's just launched her new website, Incomplete. Lots of ideas in there. So, each one of you have your friend on the other side of the veil. Spend time meditating, connecting with them, whether it's your hybrid children, your star friends, your unseen friends, your guides, counselors, your higher self, your soul, your spirit. Really ask for guidance. Or feel confident enough to say, look, I really would like your assistance. This is what I really would love to be doing. This or something better, you know, as long as it's in alignment with my soul's purpose, I would love to be doing this. I intend to be doing this. And I ask for all of you to assist me. Of course, with the wonderful caveat, with harm to none, don't want to hurt anyone. This is your time, people. You've waited. Oh, have you waited for this? And we're so excited to see how hard you've worked to get here now. Please be aware how incredibly loved you are. You are the vessels and vehicles now, and the bridges and the ambassadors. That's your job. It's what you came to do. However you use that energy and express it is up to you. Nothing is too big or too small. Now, Squirrel, do you have a question for us? Any questions?
Of course.
Okay, good. Well, we know you do.
Well, I do, but actually, this question is not mine, and so I'm going to go with that one first.
All right, good.
This one's from Christopher, and he writes, "Dear team, there is definitely something brewing within myself, but there is also an anxiousness, and I'm on the edge of my seat. I can't see the bigger picture, and you have a better view. But I am on that launch pad and ready to take off.
Beautiful.
Kind regards, Christopher."
All right, Christopher. We love this. All right? We love this. This really puts it all together. And we think that he speaks for many people with this statement. All right? As Christopher always does. And Christopher, we would say directly to you, things have been brewing for a long time. And you've been very focused about wanting to step out, to do more, to be more, to step out of limitation, to step out of your own sorrow. And Christopher lives in Ireland. And Ireland, a magical place, but there is a lot of sorrow there. A lot of sorrow around the loss of the goddess. You're getting ready, Christopher, in much bigger ways than you know. We are excited to see what you're going to do with all of this. You have a lot of assistants around you. We encourage you to meditate and talk with them. Ask for insights when you go to bed at night. Ask, please, make it so clear I can't possibly miss it. We know how many of you feel that way. I'd like to awaken with ideas of what my next steps are, or to have them show up in my life in ways that I really can't miss them. You can do that, all of you. All of you. All right, Christopher, we're excited to see where you're going to go next. We know you've been going to school and doing many other things. You're also talking to a lot of people, touching a lot of lives. Changing a lot of the emotions that have held you back. We think that you're going to be doing some writing. In fact, we very much think that. There's a great deal of depth to your soul, Christopher, and your words can really touch people. Sharing your own experiences can as well. We encourage you to do that in whatever way feels best for you. Know that we love you, dear one. All right, Squirrel, more questions?
Yes. You touched on the crystals and cleansing a crystal and placing it somewhere on the map. And I'm sure you recall, and probably several of us do as well, that we did that before the channel's intensive on 10-10-10. And many of those crystals are still out there. Are you able to read into them and how they're doing, all the ones that we've buried? And
oh, all right. Placed? Well, these were not those the crystals that all of you placed before 10-10-10. Many of you had experiences where the moment you put them into the earth, you could feel them turn multidimensional. You could actually feel and see the energy shift where you placed the crystals in the earth. Those crystals continue to anchor amazing energies because they were placed with great intent, tremendous assistance. And each one that you put into the earth carries the energies and frequencies of not only the opening of the stargate. Let's see if we can give you a word for this. Also, your star lineage. All right? Each individual person, as you placed your crystals, it was your star lineage. There's also a grid that was formed between all those crystals. They're all in communication with one another. They also anchor and record. All right. The opening of the Stargate, its significance. Now, those crystals will be on Earth in perpetuity until there's a flood or whatever. But their energies, even if there is, will still be there. We don't think most of you realize how powerful those actions actually were. And as we look around the world, we see this incredible connection between all the crystals that are communicating with one another. Each one of you that participated and planted crystals for that event, you can, in your meditations, connect into them and infuse them with even more love or receive from them, because they were the anchor points for the Stargate. All right? The anchor points for this Stargate. There was tremendous assistance by placing your crystals. In essence, it set up the entire grid for the opening of that stargate. So you can tap in ways that you've never experienced before. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. And many of you that did that had felt tremendous relationships with the crystals before you put them in. Squirrel, you put yours up there in Wyoming, right?
Yeah, I took one up to Yellowstone to Old Faithful.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, which is, you know, is one of the more active spots on the globe. And of course, it's one of the more beautiful spots on the globe, too. But, yes. And so, you know, I tap into it, just like you said. And maybe I'll do something like that for the 12-12. And,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, I have just a quick question, because we don't
one comment here.
Okay, please. Sorry.
So that you're aware, everyone, there were crystals placed at very significant places on the planet, including Stonehenge. So do not underestimate how far and wide those crystals went, so that if you do at any point try to connect to them or meditate with them, don't be surprised where you connect the energy. It's really there. All right, go ahead, dear.
Okay, well, we have just a minute or so to answer this. But okay, so Jackie mentioned that with some of her new clients, that you're starting to work with them even before their first session.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, my curiosity is, it's because their energies can handle that, right? I would think, is the answer, or
all right.
What's your motivation there? And I know that you have one.
All right. Well, as your energies are accelerating, we're able to accelerate the level that we are working with each and every one of you. All right. Many of you, even though you haven't had sessions of late in your case, doesn't mean we're not working with you. We're working with all of you at a very accelerated rate right now. For those that come with, especially their first session, yes, a lot of work being done, a lot of catch-up work. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we are accelerating the process for a number of reasons. Each one of you have important paths on the planet. Some of you have felt a little behind. Some of you have been raring to go. And we also have, at this timing, we won't go into why, we also have permission to do more. And we're excited to do more. And you're now ready to receive more without giving away your power. Our goal is always to assist you. We don't want to be gods. We're not here for you to give your power away to us. That was never the intent. But you're open to the co-creative process now. And it is co-creative. Doesn't mean some of you won't have a little, trepidation. Fear and excitement perhaps mixed together, and that's okay too. But also a profound sense that you've been touched and loved. And yes, that there really are beings like ourselves, and yes, they really do care, and yes, they want to help you, and also this sensing that I'm part of them, I know them. Where it's not really as foreign as it may have been a year or two ago. Does that make sense to you, Squirrel?
Oh, yeah, that's just so awesome. I knew you were going to say exactly that.
Okay, good.
I love it.
Well,
it's lovely. But, okay, so we kind of have to wrap it up for tonight. So your closing words of wisdom, please.
Oh, good, yes. Tonight we'd like to work with all of you that are willing, and you may call us in when you go to bed, dear team. Please come work with me tonight. We would like to touch each and every one of you as it relates to what your true joy would be, what you really feel, what you really believe, what you really desire in terms of making your contribution. When you call us in, dear team, my real desire is to do this or that or this. Would you assist me in moving forward in this direction? And then let us see what we can do, what your life contract is, and those that can come in with us to assist you in moving forward. How does that sound, Squirrel?
That's perfect.
All right.
That's perfect.
Again,
cosmically
we
perfect.
Offer to each and every one of you our unconditional love, our excitement for you, for what you're experiencing, for coming together with an incredible timing on the planet. The reason behind why so many of you came in, not that you didn't have some things to clean up in the beginning there, but we think most of you are getting there with a lot of things cleaned up, a lot of old relationships and karmic stuff and all kinds of stuff. You've done your work, people. You're ready. We know you're ready. Know that we love you, and until we speak with you again in this format, namaste, everyone.
Namaste.
Okay. Oh, we're over. No, we're not. We got 1 minute?
Yeah, just a little bit. We're going to have to blast off pretty soon, though.
Oh, yes. No. In fact, we're probably a little late for the next show.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Squirrel, I love you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I love you, too.
Being a great show host.
I want to say one thing. If anybody wants Bonnie's email and website, just email me. And in case you, you know, are confused, and I'll be happy to give you Bonnie's information.
Wonderful. Thank you, Squirrel.
All right, sure.
Good night, everybody. I love you.
Good night, everyone.
Hang in there with the energies. Don't forget to send light and love to the Middle East, please.
Good night, dear Jackie.
Good night, honey. Love you.
Love you, too.